We have Kaylin. We also have Melissa in Fairport. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing good.
I was just there. My daughter had just run, and it was a monsoon in Fairport last weekend.
Oh, I forgot about that
run. Oh, my goodness.
That is.
It's like drizzling, baby, nothing. There was hardly any rain. The second they said go, boom, the heavens unloaded during just run all over those kiddos. I thought to myself, this is...
And they still ran the whole thing?
They still ran the entire
thing. That's awesome.
And the parents that ran, and the admin, the kid. I mean, it was, you know, it was
just wet. Oh, the parents ran? So you
did?
That's
what it was. No, I went to the car.
That's what I would do, too.
I was like, I know my daughter is going to be at least 40 minutes. She's got daddy's running skills. Good job, kiddo! Go to the car.
That's awesome.
All right. So who's going to play the game? Who's going to be battling Jen? Which one?
I will.
Okay, awesome. Whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room, and that'll start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Kaylin.
All right, you'll be battling Jen. Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. Keep a track of that score. So here we go. Once again, 1v1 battle. You have a timer, so make sure you give me that answer before you hear the buzzer hit. That way your answer will count. We'll see how you did here after you answer the five questions. Then we'll grab Jen, bring her back in the studio, and she'll answer the same five questions. If you win, you're getting the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. So let's begin with question number one. We're going to begin with... today, National Hamburger Day. So, for instance, at Burger King, you can get a free burger with a purchase. Shake Shack has a free Shack Burger with a $10 order, and there's a bunch of other deals that are happening today. My question to you, what is your favorite fast food burger?
That would be the Whopper.
Ooh, there you go. Question number two. Fresh off buying a minority stake of the Cleveland Guardians, Travis Kelce heading back home. He's going to be at Progressive Field June 14th when the Guardians take on those Tigers from Detroit. My question to you, which Cleveland Browns player is a minority owner of the Cavs?
Miles Garrett.
Let's go with question number three. Eva Longoria revealed she's never actually watched Desperate Housewives, either during its original run or afterwards. Never seen the show. What was the name of the street / cul-de-sac which was the center of the drama on Desperate Housewives?
Maple.
Question number four. An ex-user shared a 2006 grocery receipt that's gone viral with more than 12 million views. It was found by a woman going through her mom's old stuff and showed 79 items that were purchased for a total of $161.87. Would not happen today. Maybe if you bought, like, saltwater taffy. I don't know.
That would not fill you up.
Would not fill you up. And watch those teeth. So at Meijer right now, I'm just using this as an example, at Meijer right now, a family pack of 80-20 ground beef will cost you how much a pound? Your guess needs to be within $1 of the correct price.
$8?
Let's go with question number five. In a new interview with Variety, Nicolas Cage addressed the status of Face Off 2, admitting he has no clue whether the Face Off sequel is still happening. Now, Face Off, the movie, stars Nicolas Cage, as I mentioned, as a terrorist who undergoes an experimental surgery to swap faces with and identities with an FBI agent, which is played by which actor?
John Travolta.
Let's go with John Travolta as the answer for question number five. All right, we're going to see how you did next. Kaylin and Melissa are in Fairport. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen Tui back out of the room. We're going to continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's time for Jen to answer those same five questions. But first, we need to let Kaylin know how she did.
Kaylin got three.
Oh!
Good job, Kaylin.
Three today. There you go. All right, Jen's going to answer the same five questions. Let's begin with question number one. Today is National Hamburger Day. So, for example, at Burger King, you can get a free burger with purchase.
I hate this
Stevie's, Stevie's face.
Does not need to be Burger Day.
Shake Shack, get a Shack Burger, $10 order. I mean,
this goes
on and on. What's your favorite fast food burger?
Oh, Shake Shack is delicious.
Not inexpensive.
That's not fast food.
It's fast casual.
Yeah,
we got to buzz you.
You just said Shake Shack. Like, what? Does that not count?
Should
I switch?
What's your favorite fast food burger?
That's very good.
You listed fast casual.
Pretty fast there, Steven.
It's really not crazy fast.
It depends on when you go.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I gave you the point. Jen.
Okay, thank you.
I went to one at the at an airport, or was it an airport? Or was it like, I think we were driving somewhere. It was at a stop somewhere. My food's still there. Took a minute. Still never got it.
It took me a while when I went to one.
But it is delicious. There's no doubt about that. Question, because
made
it's
fresh,
fast casual.
You know?
Yeah, yes. That's why it's not fast food. I'm kidding. It counts. Okay. Question two. Fresh off buying a minority stake in the Cleveland Guardians. Jen, come back. I was kidding. All right. Travis Kelce is heading back home. He's going to be at Progressive Field June 14th when the Guardians take on those Tigers from Detroit. Which Cleveland Browns player is a minority owner of the Cavs?
Miles Garrett.
It is Miles Garrett. Oh, the games? Yeah, it's Miles Garrett. Question number two. Eva... Confident. Sporty Jen?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You sounded very confident.
There, I was. Clearly, I was.
Eva Longoria revealed that she has never...
I couldn't believe this.
...ever actually watched Desperate Housewives. Clearly, she was on the show. Either during its original run or afterwards. How does that not happen?
I want to tell her. It was really good. You should.
You missed out.
Really, yeah.
What was the name of the street / cul-de-sac which was the center of the drama on that show?
Wisteria Lane.
It was Wisteria Lane. Which, if you were on the show, would you watch it? Or would you, like, if you were on the show, Stevie, would you watch it or no?
No.
You
I
would
want
be...
to see myself.
Okay,
yeah, see
which I understand.
You already know what happened.
That's true. Right? Spoiler. We don't want spoiler for anybody.
Mm-mm.
Question number four. An ex-user shared a 2006 grocery receipt.
Oh, this is crazy.
It's gone viral. I like when you like my questions.
I do. With I like all
12,
these topics a lot.
12 million
I couldn't believe
views.
This.
It was found by a woman going through her mom's old stuff and showed 79 items were purchased for $161.87. That would not happen today. So let's go to Meijer. At Meijer right now.
Okay. Family, now I don't like the question.
I knew it. A family pack of 80/20 ground beef will cost you how much a pound?
Currently right
Your
now.
Your guess needs to be within a dollar of the correct
Wait, how many pounds
price.
Am I buying?
I will tell you
want to know
I
how much per pound?
At Meijer right now, a family pack of 80/20 ground beef will cost you how much a pound? Your guess needs to be within a dollar of the correct price.
$6.
$6.79 at Meijer right now. You get a pack of that. Was a three, I think it's a 3-pound pack for about, what is it, $21, somewhere in that range.
I think you need to go to Aldi.
Think I need, oh. get that chicken.
Can you get ground beef at all? Like a fresh meat?
Yeah,
like
yeah. I don't need ground anything. I don't like the ground version of stuff.
I'm like digging through looking for 60/40 and 70/30 so I can say
it's much
cheaper. Do they make that 60/40 meat?
Where's that 60/40? I'm trying to save a buck. Question number five. In a new interview with Variety, Nicolas Cage addressed the status of Face Off 2. He admitted he has no clue whether the sequel is even going to happen. Now, Face Off, the original movie, obviously stars Nicolas Cage. He was a terrorist who undergoes an experimental surgery to swap faces and identities with an FBI agent that was played by which actor?
John Travolta.
Oh, Jen, it is John Travolta. Final totals.
Kaylin, 3, Jen, 5.
Oh, my goodness. You did like those questions.
I'm sorry, Kaylin. I did today. I mean, I didn't, it made me nervous, but yeah.
Kaylin, Melissa, we appreciate you. We appreciate you playing, but you know what you need to say.
This is Kaylin and Melissa from Fairport, and we did not chump Tui.
Ron is in Parma. Going to play this round of chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Great. So we're ready for you to play the game. We're excited about it. Whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room. That's what starts the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Ron.
All right. She's taking her headphones off, heading towards the door. Producer Stevie doing none of that. She's staying in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. So, Ron, if you answer more correctly than Jen, you have won, and you'll be getting that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. Obviously, we'll ask you the first of five questions. Just make sure that you get that answer in before you hear the buzzer. Let's begin with food. Makes sense on this show. Today's National Hamburger Day. At Burger King, you can get a free burger with purchase. The Shake Shack, you can get the free Shack Burger with a $10 order. And there's more details that are really all over the place. Sonic and Buffalo Wild Wings, and the list goes on and on. Now, at many restaurants, a deluxe burger usually means, obviously, it has the works, especially these two produce items.
Lettuce and tomato.
All right, question number two. Ariana Grande getting ready to drop her new song, Hate That I Made You Love Me, this Friday. That song is actually going to be the lead single off of her upcoming album, Petal, that's due out at the end of July. We just need you to name any other song by Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Oh, that's all right. There's the buzzer on that one. We'll get to question number three. Emily in Paris star Pierre Denny, unfortunately, has passed away after a brief battle with ALS. He played the father of Nico on the hit Netflix series and was also well-known in France for longtime roles in not only television dramas, but also in soap operas. Now, on the show Emily in Paris, is Nico engaged to Emily or is Nico engaged to Mindy?
Emily.
Question number four. Fans online are begging for Kiki Palmer and Sean Evans to be an item after their flirty exchange on the Baby This Is Kiki Palmer podcast. Sean Evans is a YouTuber who is best known for co-creating and also hosting this series in which he interviews celebrities as they eat spicy chicken wings.
Is it Hot Ones?
Nice job. Question number five, which is just a fun, great premise. In general, let alone he actually asks great questions and things for sure. Question number five, season 8 of Love Island USA. Oh, it's set to premiere in just days. Steve, are you in?
People are excited. Yeah. I can't. It's too many.
Okay, I was wondering if you're going to be it.
Daily episodes. Yeah, I know, or whatever.
It is aggressive. So it's going to premiere on June 2nd, and the show wants fans to play nice. So the production team released a statement saying, and I quote, "We love seeing your reactions, opinions, and debates, but everyone deserves to feel safe and respected," end quote. This message probably stems from Love Island USA Season 7 contestant who caused a lot of chaos. We are looking for her first name.
No clue on that one.
That's all right. We appreciate it. We'll let the timer hit in case you want to guess. All right, there's the buzzer. Excuse me. Now we're going to grab Jen, bring her back in. She has to answer those same five questions coming up in 3 minutes. Let's continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Ron is in Parma answering five questions a minute ago. Let's see how Ron did.
Ron got two.
There you go, Ron.
Good job, Ron.
Two. Correct.
My daughter's going to be so mad about our one question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is she not in the car? She in school?
No, she's at home. But
oh, yeah. She's at home. Okay, I didn't know. Okay, yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to see if Jen gets that one correct and the other four. Let's find out. Same five questions we asked Ron just a minute ago. We begin with, you know, today, National Hamburger
I can't help that today's National Day. Hamburger Day.
You got to hit it. There's a lot of different deals and things.
I don't like
things.
Them, so I wouldn't add it.
Does he make you that like sound burgers when at all? I'm not in the room?
Yes.
I okay. did that time.
No, I don't like burgers.
At Burger King, for example, you can get a free burger with a purchase. Shake Shack, you can get a Shack Burger with the $10 order. And more deals, of course, Sonic and Buffalo Wild Wings, and the list goes on and on. At many restaurants, Gentooey, a deluxe burger usually means, obviously, it comes with the works. Especially these two produce items.
Lettuce and tomato?
Ooh, yeah. Eat that red devil off of my...
Oh, the red onion?
No. Tomato. Red devil.
Oh,
I like tomato.
Oh.
I can get through it now. Remember, I despise tomatoes. Now the thing that I can't stand is carrots. Get away from me.
It's the only vegetable I like.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even understand it.
There's
stewed and raw and this and
oh,
no,
I
that
really
orange.
Like them raw.
I was just going to say, there is no way you eat cooked carrots.
No.
Okay.
The mushy
consistency, yeah, it's not for you. Question number two. Ariana Grande is getting ready to drop her new song, Hate That I Made You Love Me. It's happening this Friday. Happening tomorrow. The song's going to act as the lead single off of her upcoming album, Petal, which is due out on July 31st. Name any other song by Ariana Grande.
Break Free.
Throwback.
Question number three. Emily in Paris star Pierre Denny has passed away after a brief battle with ALS. So he played the father of Nico in the hit Netflix series and was also well-known in France for longtime roles, not only on TV dramas, but also soap operas. On the show Emily in Paris, is Nico engaged to Emily or is Nico engaged to Mindy?
Mindy. Spoiler alert.
It's been a while. It came out a while ago. Yeah. I kind of forgot they were engaged until I wrote the quote. I was like, I should make sure that they're
well, that's
together.
Not going to last,
what
though.
Was the Nico game we were playing earlier off the air? Do you remember?
Oh, I was like, is he, like, cute or is he give me the ick? I can't tell. Like,
I thought that was a great game we should play on the air for anybody that knows.
Like, he's a conventionally attractive dude, but he looks like something's wrong with, like you can't
like
trust
there's an
him.
Underlying sus factor.
He's definitely sus factor.
Yeah, I thought that was
and
really
after what
good
he
question.
Did to Mindy.
Like, on the show, yes, but even just if I saw a picture
correct.
Of him without ever seeing him act or anything, he just still gives
me bad
vibes.
I think that was a great
vibe.
Question. I said, can all you right. be both? Not to be wishy-washy, but I said, can you be both? Question number four. Fans online are begging for Kiki Palmer and Sean Evans to be an item after their flirty exchanges on the Baby This Is Keke Palmer podcast. Now, Sean Evans is a YouTuber who is best known for co-creating and also hosting this series, in which he interviews celebrities as they eat spicy chicken wings.
Hot ones.
Oh, it is hot ones. Move to question number four. Season 8 of Love Island USA set to premiere in a couple of days, June 2nd. And the show wants fans to play nice. So the production team released a statement saying, and I quote, "We love seeing your reactions and opinions and debates, but everybody deserves to feel safe and respected," end quote. This message probably stems from Love Island USA Season 7 contestant who caused a lot of chaos. We're looking for her first name.
That was Amber. She was something.
Great. Hudda.
Oh, Hudda.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Ron, 2. Jen, 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron.
Hey.
That's okay.
That's all right. We always appreciate you playing, Ron. Hope you have a good day, buddy, but you know what you need to say.
This is Ron from Parma, and I did not trump Tui.